It's 8:39 on the Finger Lakes Morning News on Finger Lakes News Radio, and it's time for our regular visit with Finger Lakes Health. First, I'd like to welcome in Laura Turbine to introduce our guest for today. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. In spite of the Bills losing, it's still a good day.
You're still having a good day. Well, I appreciate the positive attitude. I'm so happy that we always try to bring some new guests along and folks that maybe haven't, that our community hasn't heard from. And today's another one of those days. So I'm thrilled that we have a special guest with us, Dr. Anjanette Perez-Colon. And Dr. Perez-Colon is new to us this summer in our Finger Lakes Gastroenterology Practice, which is part of FLH Medical PC, located actually right off of Preemption Road, so right down the road here from the station. And she is here to talk with us a little bit about gastroenterology, importance of colon cancer screening, preventative care, other kinds of GI things. We'll hear a little bit about her background and her interest in gastroenterology. She did medical school in Puerto Rico and then her residency at Mount Sinai, and after that, a fellowship in gastroenterology care up at University of Rochester. So as you can imagine, a lot of training goes into the specialist kind of care that she's able to deliver. And we also want to talk a little bit with people about what does this mean for people when we're in full capacity at the hospital and have these pauses in some of our procedures, and how we can still care for you, and how you can be a partner in that care. So welcome, Dr. Perez-Colon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Wonderful. Yes, wonderful to have you. Anjanette, what drew you into the gastroenterology field?
Right. So gastroenterology, it's not only a very interesting field, but also gastrointestinal symptoms are very, very intrusive for people. And the most important part of it is that they could be diagnosed, and also they are very treatable. Most of the gastroenterology symptoms have treatment. So I love that I could offer my patients help with those.
So let's do gastroenterology 101. What does that cover in terms of diagnosis and care?
Gastroenterology, it's the field that focuses on diagnosing and treating diseases of the digestive system. So that includes the esophagus, which is the food pipe, the stomach, the small intestine, the colon, the rectum, the pancreas, the biliary system, the gallbladder, and also the liver. So any issues with those systems, we are the doctors that you look for.
And those are a lot of different organs and a lot of different systems, but they're all interconnected and interact with each other. So if there's a problem in one place, it could very well spread to another.
Exactly. We often usually just for the patients to have a better idea of what we cover, we usually see patients with issues swallowing, with nausea, with vomiting, with problems with bowel movements, with blood in the stool, with anemia, with unintentional weight loss, with problems digesting foods, also patients with irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, pancreatic issues like pancreatitis, and liver issues like hepatitis and cirrhosis.
Now, I personally fall into that category because I was diagnosed many, many years ago with a hiatal hernia, which for me causes acid reflux,
right.
And I'm on medication to solve that problem. But I'm also just turning 51 earlier this year. I am right in that prime area where you say getting a colonoscopy is a critical part of your overall health care.
Absolutely. That's a big one. So we take care of screening colonoscopies. Screening colonoscopies in the past used to start at 50 years old. Colon cancer is the second leading cancer in terms of cancer death in the United States. And the most important thing to know about that is that it's a preventable cancer. And how do we prevent cancer? We prevent it by removing polyps, which are premalignant growths in the colon that could transform into cancer. Because of the high incidence of colon cancer in the young population, guidelines have changed, and now colon cancer screening starts at 45 years old.
We're talking with Dr. Anjanette Perez-Colon from Finger Lakes Health here on Finger Lakes News Radio. And this question just popped into my head. When we talk about the development of colon cancer, does that have anything to do with dietary habits, with consumption of alcohol, tobacco products? Do those have any factors in the development of that particular cancer in that particular organ?
Excellent question. Yes. So smoking, it's a big one. Smoking, it's a big one for every single cancer, I will say. Lung cancer, pancreas cancer, bladder cancer, colon cancer, any cancer you could imagine. Also, diet, red meat is a huge carcinogen. And it does have a role in the development of cancer, and it does have a role in colon cancer.
So when we talk about getting a colonoscopy, a lot of people dread this. You know, I don't know a guy over the age of 40 or 50 who, when you mention the C word in this case, are just like, but this is a necessary step. And I think we need to classify it as that. It's a necessary step. It's a minor inconvenience, sure, but undetected, what could happen as you age through your 50s and up if this isn't caught in time?
Right. A big one is that patients are feeling fine, so they do not think they need a colonoscopy. So as we mentioned before, this is a screening procedure. So you do want to have this done before you have any kind of abnormal symptoms because it's a preventable cancer. So a colonoscopy, I think 95% of my patients will agree that it sounds like a huge step. It sounds like a very invasive procedure. I would say the worst part could be the bowel preparation. We do ask you to clean your intestines very well so that we can take an excellent look at the moment of your colonoscopy and make sure we detect those small lesions that could transform into cancer later. The colonoscopy itself, I think most of the patients will agree that they don't even feel the procedure. They are not even aware that that's going on. We make sure that you're comfortable during the process. We put you to sleep, and then we start the procedure. And it really, on an average, it will last probably 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know in talking to a lot of my friends, pancreatic cancer and pancreatitis especially seem to be far more prevalent amongst my circle of friends than I remember them being, say, 15, 20 years ago. Are you seeing an increase in that with people as well?
Yes, we do see an increase of pancreatic cancer. And unfortunately, the pancreatic cancer, it's a cancer that it's very silent. And it's not a cancer that you could diagnose technically on time. It is usually painless. Patients do not feel anything until it is very advanced. That's why it's very important that if you have any condition that could predispose you to cancer, like, for example, history of chronic pancreatitis, if you're a smoker, things like that, you always talk with your doctor about doing some type of screening, or especially if you feel that there are any abnormal symptoms going on in your abdomen, do not ignore those, especially if you are at risk population.
We're talking with Anjanette Perez-Colon from Finger Lakes Health here on the Finger Lakes Morning News, and we've been talking about colonoscopy screenings. Now, under normal circumstances, and Laura, you can feel free to weigh in on this part of the conversation as well. Under normal circumstances, we would say, okay, well, if you're above a certain age, then you should go get scheduled for a colonoscopy screening. However, that's a little more complicated now. Why is that? And what's happening to counteract that to allow people to still get the diagnostic they need?
Sure. I'll touch on it initially, and then I'll pass the baton here. Because we're currently at a high capacity of hospitalized patients right now, we are working with the recent executive order from Governor Hochul about limiting elective procedures. So a lot of screening procedures are considered elective. Now, that said, sometimes there's a change for patients in their circumstances, their symptoms change, et cetera, and it becomes not an elective procedure, but more of a diagnostic one to understand what's going on. So currently, we are reaching out to some of our patients who've been previously scheduled for an elective colonoscopy at the surgery center, for example, and asking them to get them rescheduled or postpone or put them on pause, which, of course, we hate to do because we finally feel like we just got patients. We kept educating patients, don't avoid health care. If you have a stroke symptom, come to the ER. If you're having GI issues. What I can say is, of course, the office is at full speed and even double speed, warp speed probably, in terms of how many physicians are actually seeing people for office visits. So all of the GI care is continuing to go on in our GI practice. They're calling people, scheduling them, and getting them in to have these conversations to really, in essence, make sure that we're getting people sorted out. If you need a diagnostic versus a screening colonoscopy, obviously caring for all the other conditions that Dr. Anjanette Perez-Colon just discussed. So I obviously will defer to Dr. Perez-Colon a little bit about what are the signs and symptoms. If you feel like you've been rescheduled or put on pause and we've called you to reschedule, part of why we've done that is because we know people take the day off, they get a driver, they do this prep the night before, they have preoperative testing that has to take place before they have, for example, a sedation. So because we know they're going through these steps, knowing that we were likely going to put their procedure on pause, we wanted to make sure to call out to them in advance and do as much courtesy as we could while still complying with the governor's orders, given that our hospital has been at capacity. But if there are signs and symptoms that you can speak about in terms of how critical it is for people to just really be, I think, their own advocate and let us know if anything changes.
Right. So as we mentioned, because of the governor's mandate, we are forced to do some changes because of COVID, we are full capacity in many senses. And those procedures that are considered screening procedures are being postponed. That being said, if you have any abnormal symptoms and you're waiting for your screening colonoscopy and you happen to experience anything abnormal like severe abdominal pain, blood in your stool, black stools, unintentional weight loss, you have to touch base with us right away because that's not longer a screening procedure. That could be a diagnostic one. And you really have to, take care of yourself before you take care of anything else in your life. So if you have any concerns about what could be going on in your body, touch base with your doctor on time so that we could triage those symptoms on time. And if you need these procedures before they are scheduled or rescheduled for you, we could certainly take care of that. We are definitely going through hard times right now. Everybody is, but that's why it's very important for you not to stay at home and not discuss anything that is going on.
Yeah, the message doesn't change from what we were talking about pre-pandemic. If you're having symptoms, consult.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And have that relationship with your GI physician. So even if it means you're coming in for your office appointment, you're knocking your procedure right now, but you're staying in that loop, staying in that connection, that's why we've got so many people that we're prioritizing to get into the office and to work, as I said. And of course, a big shout out to our team at the hospital, both at Geneva as well as Soldiers and Sailors right now, who are working so, so hard to address, care for our community, respond to their needs, and then move people as needed to be either discharged home or move to a different level of care when possible so that we can continue to really try to open up and expand that capacity. Many staff have come from other areas and said, I'll work in the hospital to help us expand number of beds and number of patients that we can serve. So all of that will help us expand our bed capacity, which then allows us to hopefully be in the category where we're able to go back to some elective procedures. So I just want to give a shout out to even the surgery center staff who's moved to the hospital to help try to keep things moving.
Absolutely. And Finger Lakes Gastroenterology is at 821 Preemption Road, Suite 300 in Geneva. The phone number, if you want more information, 315-787-5310. That's 315-787-5310. Or you can visit the website at flhealth.org. Laura and Jeanette, thank you for joining us here this morning. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and we look forward to speaking again in the new year.
Thank you so much.